From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korea strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch attempt. Earlier, the U.S. military reported that North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile, but the effort failed. In addition to already conducting an unprecedented 2 nuclear tests this year, Pyongyang has advanced its land-based and submarine-based ballistic missile capabilities with numerous launches in the last 6 months. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting today in London with European allies to discuss Syria. Yesterday, he met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and regional players, but there were no breakthroughs. Secretary Kerry's spokesman Mark Turner on the U.S. focus for these talks.
The urgent need right now in front of us is some kind of cessation of hostilities, or at least a significant reduction in the level of violence, certainly in and around Aleppo. But more broadly, you know the framework we're working with then, which is to try to get a cessation. And once you get that cessation, then we can talk about next steps, which include getting negotiations back up and running in Geneva, as well as access for humanitarian assistance throughout Syria.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo without aid or a way to escape the war. A suicide bomber in Baghdad killed more than 35 people, wounded more than 50 others in an attack on a Shiite Muslim religious observance. Saturday's bombing was the deadliest attack in the Iraqi capital since early July, and it also came at a time when the Iraqi government forces are planning to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State fighters. This is VOA News. Once again, multiple missiles fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen have targeted a U.S. warship in the Red Sea. It was the third time in the last week that U.S. ships were targeted off the coast of Yemen. U.S. military struck 3 radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, on a visit to Haiti, said he is establishing a trust fund for the victims of Hurricane Matthew, which left so many dead. Mr. Ban toured the country to see firsthand the extensive destruction left by Matthew as storms. Victims there continue to express frustration at delays in aid.
I saw hundreds of houses destroyed, and even old trees. It swept the whole villages. As President said, more than 500 people have lost their lives. And I met so many displaced persons, young people, women, the pregnant, and some sick people. It was heartbreaking.
Speaking in Port-au-Prince, Mr. Bond said he is disappointed by the international community's response to Haiti, one of the country's worst hit by Hurricane Matthew. Nearly 200 of the world's nations reached a historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases at a climate conference in Kigali, Rwanda. Gina McCarthy is head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
We are now turning the curve on one of the most potent group of greenhouse gases, the ones that are contributing significantly to global warming. We're expected to continue to escalate. We are going to be chopping that down to a very minimal level by the middle of this century. It's a historic agreement. It will achieve a great deal. It will keep our kids' future safe, and it's going to protect public health.
The accord divides countries into 3 groups with different time frames for the gas reduction. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says India is a natural ally for the U.S. and that the countries will be best friends if he's elected. Made the remarks at a charity event for Hindu victims of militant attacks hosted by the Republican Hindu Coalition. At that event, Trump also spoke about allegations he had made unwanted sexual advances to a number of women. He accused his opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, and the media of trying to rig the election so that Clinton would win. Clinton met with supporters where she emphasized what she called the best future for the U.S., referencing Trump's campaign theme of making America great again. In the latest aggregate of voter surveys, Clinton leads Trump by 6 percentage points at presidential election set for November 8.
That's the latest world news from VOA.